Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Yurches, as we continue in the second parak of Maseches Zvachim, which listed off all of the psulim related to doing the avodos after Shechita. So the next one on the list was Mechusar Begadim. Mechusar Begadim. So the Gemara asked, what's the source for Mechusar Begadim on Yizayim Abayis? So the first source quoted is the one that's related to the pasuk that says, "V'haisa lahem kahuna l'chukas olam." If they wear their begadim, they will have kahuna. And the Gemara darshined, "Bizmasha bigdeim aleihem kahuna sam aleihem." Ain bigdeim aleihem ain kahuna sam aleihem. When they have their begadim on them, then they have their kahuna on them. And if they don't have the begadim on them, then they don't have their kahuna on them. Sefer Chinuch. We're going to hopefully have a discussion of this on Tuesday night. That'll be the Tuesday shiur, the Big Day Kahuna. But a couple of points that we will relate to at more in depth on Tuesday, and that is Sefer Chinuch discusses the mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna in Mitzvah Tzadik Tes and Parshas Tetzaveh, and he says Misharshi a mitzvah. What's behind the mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna? Hayesod kavu alanu, the yesod that we've said, he says 20 times, ki ha'adam nifal lafi pu'ulosav, a person is affected by his actions, v'acharei machshavosav v'kavanosav, and a person is affected by his thoughts, by his kavanas, v'ashliach ha'machaper, tzorch lahatvis kol machshavosav v'kavanosav al avoda, and a person has to be very focused on doing the avoda, the shliach Hashem, al kain roi, and therefore it is only appropriate, Lobosh begadim yuchadim ela, to wear appropriate begadim, shekishi is takel b'chol makam shebegufo, so that when he himself looks at everywhere on his body, miyad yehe nizkar umisorer belibo lefnemi hu oved, he will automatically remember at any moment who's he standing in front of. Vizek ke'ein tfilin shenitztabu akol lahaniach b'ksas aguf sheyi lezichron machsheves hechsher. Big Day Kahuna are like tfilin, in that we're supposed to act differently when we wear tefillin, because we remember what we're doing and what we're involved in. So to Big Day Kahuna, they have to, it's supposed to affect them. V'yavah b'shagam ha-kohen ha-yemeniyach tefillin, the kohen also wears tefillin. So why, isn't that enough? L'godel inyano ha-yitzara gamzeh. Because it's an important element of life, the avodah, the base of Mikdash. And that's why every his entire body has to be covered. The ketones, the shirt goes all the way down just above the ankle, and the sleeve goes all the way down to his hand, his long sleeves. The hat goes over and covers his whole head. Whenever he lifts up his eyes, he sees his hat above his eyes, and he sees his arms covered and his legs covered, and the avnet, which is a belt that goes around a bunch of times, everything, this whole body covered, so that he always remembers that keep hagdalas habayis u'bamorao yisrachu sham libo sachotim v'yashuvu el Hashem. And we will be able to get close to Hashem. We act differently when we're dressed differently. We're dressed formally, so we act differently. That's the Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah Tzadik Tes 99 related to Big Day Kahuna. Okay, so this is the sugya of Big Day Amaleim Kudasalim. We've discussed in the past Rabbeinu Tam, which again we'll hopefully touch on again on Tuesday night, where Rabbeinu Tam was receiving service from a Talmud who was a Kohen. And somebody else asked him, how could you do that? Mishtam Shish Bekahuna Loki, not allowed to get service from a Kohen. Kohen, you have to be Makdish, Makadish the Kohen, or at least let the Kohen go first. Mrs. Asay, the beginning of Parshas Emor, Kedushas Kohen, so how could you get service from him? So Rabbeinu Tam quoted this Chazal, Bizmasha Begdeim Aleim Kunasam Aleim, meaning there are certain elements of a Kohen that only applies with Begadim. There are certain elements of a Kohen that applies without the Begadim. So he was assuming that that Isra Vishtam Shish Bekahuna is a function of Kohen B'Mikdash, and therefore he could get service from them. Rabbeinu Tam would agree that you don't have to wear Big Day Kahuna to Duchen. You don't have to wear Big Day Kahuna to eat Truma. You don't have to wear Big Day Kahuna to bench first. So there are different elements of being a Kohen, but there's a certain element of being a Kohen. Fascinating, extreme formulation of some achronim, and that is if you look in the psukim, we know Kohanim are people, obviously. But the way that that it's formulated in the pasuk, when Moshe Rabbeinu anointed them, it says he anointed all the kelim and he anointed all of the kohanim, as if to say that the kohanim act like a cheftza besides being a gavra. they're also someone which is used by Klal Yisrael as part of the Avoda, and they have a Cheftza element. Obviously, they're Gavers, they're performing the Avoda. But there are certain hints to the fact that they are objects and not just subjects. The fact that they get anointed, the fact that their status changes when they're covered with something. So again, there are these elements. That's an extreme formulation that some of the Achronim use. Okay, but that is all source number one for how do you know that a Mechusar Begadim is Mechalo the Avoda, if he's not wearing his Begadim. If the Kohen's not wearing the Begadim, because it says they're not a Kohen, and they're not wearing the Begadim, and Memela, they have the status of Zar, and we already learned on Friday that a Zar apostles the Avoda, if he does the Avoda. So the Gemara says, Mehacha Nafka, Mehasam Nafka. Is that the source? You have a different source that you learn Mechusar Begadim from. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Minayin L'Shesuya Yayin, Shim Avar Chilel. How do you know that if somebody is Shasu Yayin? Shasu Yayin doesn't mean drunk. Shasu Yayin means you have drunk something, but you're not totally Shekruso Shalot. You're not in the play, because then obviously it's totally worthless. But Shasu Yayin means you have drunk something, you're a little intoxicated, but not totally. But that also, you're not allowed to do the Avoda. If you did the Avoda in that state, Chilel, then you are mechal the avoda. Tamalomar yain v'shecher al teisht. Don't drink wine. The chulu, and it continues and says lahavdil bein hakodesh uvein hachol. Right, to distinguish between kodesh and chol. What does that mean? If you are drunk, you will not be able to distinguish. Meaning your avoda will be mechulal. It will be chol. So that's the source for shasu yain. And continues the Gemara mechusar Begadim v'shalo rachlus yadayim v'raglayim minayim. Have somebody, how do you know mechusar begadim, and also if your hands and feet are not washed properly, minayim. By the way, the Rambam says that every day, we do netilas yadayim in the morning. We do negav aser. But the Rambam says you gotta wash your hands and your feet every morning. Both. So most are not, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say this, we're not makbid on this, but that is the Rambam, because one of the reasons that we wash our hands and feet in the morning, or wash our hands in the morning, is kikoein, Shirachas Bakir. You know, what are the different reasons? Three reasons giving in the Rishonim why we wash our hands in the morning. Is it because we have Yadayim Askaniyos saying our hands touch parts of our body that was uncovered, and therefore we have to wash our hands before we daven? Yadayim Askaniyos saying, number one. Number two, the other reason giving in the Rishonim is Kikoi Hamakadesh Yadavaraglav Bakir. Unbelievable hashkafic point that every morning we're like a Kohen about to do the Avoda. We have our own avoda to do, and therefore we have to wash our hands like a kohen about to do the avoda. Those are the two reasons given. Many different nafkaminas between those reasons. If you were up all night, other reasons. The third idea that's quoted, that's the Kabbalistic reason, and that is ruach ra. That is the reason we wash three times at each hand. The other two reasons would have sufficed to wash two times. But one of those reasons is kohen that's washing his hands from the kiyar. So that's ruach l'tidayim raglayim. So how do you know, once I learned Shasu Yayin, how do I know Mechusar Begadim and Shalom Rachu? It's Tama Lomar, Chukah Chukah L'Zera Shava. So we have Xera Shava from Shasu Yayin to Mechusar Begadim and Shalom Rachu. So what do you need the first source for of Bizman Shabbat Deyam Aleim Kunasam Aleim? You know from the Xera Shava of Shasu Yayin. So Gemara answers, now, Imei Hasam, if I only have the second source, Hava Amina Hani Mili Avoda Dezar Chayev Aleim Isa. I would have thought that when does that apply? That applies only to avodos, which if a zar does, he's chayiv misa. A zar can't do any avodos, but only certain avodos is he chayiv misa for. Which avodos is he chayiv misa for? So it's a Gemara elsewhere. Rashi quotes the rule. Rashi on the third skinny line: ve'ena ella dalet avodos zrika haktara nisa chamayim v'hayayin. Sprinkling of the blood, burning of the fats, nisuch, and pouring. Why? Because those are avodos that don't have any avoda after it. That's the requirement learned out from elsewhere. I've skipped two lines. Avodas matana v'lo avodas siluk v'avadatem avodas tama v'lo avodas sheish acharei avoda. Kabbalah, holacha, kemitza. V'koch yemisas, that's a special drush is learned out elsewhere. But there's only certain avodos. A zar can't do any, but only certain avodos is he chayim misa for. So maybe I would have limited it, this drusha, to that. When do we say that shasu yayin and shlo rachutz is pasul the avoda? Only by avodos that a zar is chayim misa for. Avoda she'ein zar chayv ala misa emalo, but avoda that is zar chayv misa for, I would have thought maybe he does not mechal that avoda tamash malan. Is there any lumdish difference between the two different sources? The first source, Bizasha Bigdeim Alem, Kunasam Alem, Ain Bigdeim Alem, Ain Kunasam Alem. Second source is a different source, Yurfer Bishasu Yayin. So maybe, again, hopefully we'll discuss this more Tuesday night, maybe it goes to the core and the root question of Bigdei Kahuna, which there are many nafkaminas for. Rav Yosef Engel has it, other Achronim have it. Is Bigdei Kahuna more about the Kohen or more about the Avoda? We're going to discuss the Rambam Ramban in the Tuesday Shir. But the Asvid Alayser, Rav Yosef Engel has it in Klal Yutes. Im Inyan Bigdei Kahuna Nitzrach Rakmi Pa'as Kohena Oved Dezulas HaBagadim Eino Nechshav Kohen. And he quotes our Gemara. Vavalei Zor HaOved and Refsalas Avoda Mipas HaAvoda Zor. Although no, HaAvoda Ba'atzmusa Nitzraches Gam Kein El HaBagadim Kamoche Machshire Kohen Kein Hema Gam Kein Machshire Avoda. Like the Gemara says later on, Adap Peches, that each of the Begadim are Machaper for a different Avera. So if you say this is just a din in the Kohen, why would that be? Right? If it's a din in the Avoda, you can say this Machaper on Gilei Arayis, this Machaper on Shvichas Damim, Machaper on all the different Avodas. He thinks that points to the fact that it is part of the Avoda, not just part of the being a Kohen. So again, Nafkaminas would be, you have to look at places where Avoda is done by a non-Kohen. That would be the great litmus test to see if Avoda is done by non-Kahanim, would they require Bigdei Kahuna or not? But maybe that's the two Makaros here. It's not just a question of two different Makaros technically, but maybe the first Makar, which is clearly about Dinin the Kohen, maybe that's contrasting to the second Makar, which is more Shasu Yayin. Maybe that's more of an Avoda source. Okay, says the Gemara, fourth line. Ashkechan. Ashkechan mechusar begadim. So fine, I learn mechusar begadim is mechalo the avoda shasu yai minalon. As yechuka chukam mechusar begadim. Go backwards. Once you learn one is mechalo the avoda shasen shasu yai, and you learn from there, it's not only aser but it is mechalo the avoda. Says the Gemara v'hatana ulahavdil bein v'chulu. I. What about that pasuk that we started off with? According to this last Gzeira Shava, you don't even need Lahavdil by Yain by that source. The Gemara says, no, Kanasiv La Mikami Delekim Gzeira Shava. You're right, we only used that pasuk before we had the Gzeira Shava. Once you have the Gzeira Shava of Chuka Chuka, then you just compare Mechusa Begad and Mechusa Yadayim, Shlo Rach Zem Raglayim to Shasu Yayin, and therefore you don't need that pasuk. Ay, Vahatana Mechusa Begadim, Hutaka Yalak Bishasu Yayin. One second, didn't we say that Mechusa Begadim is learned that from Shasu Yayin and not the opposite? We started off this whole discussion at the bottom of the previous Amud. How do you know Shasu Yayin? And then you know Mechusa Begadim, you learn it from Shasu Yayin. Now we're changing the direction. So Gemara says, Hachi Ka'amar. No, really, the Limud is, how do you know you compare the two? Minayin, Shelo, Nachlok, Bein, Mechusa Begadim, L'Shasu Yayin, V'Shelo Yachor, Rochaz, Yayin, V'Aklayim, Tamalomar, Chuka, Chuka, L'Gzei Reshava. There you just learn out one from the other, not one Dafka from the other, but both directions. Stop there for a minute, we'll come back. Elo lahavdil lamali. So what do you use that pasuk for of lahavdil ben hakodesh u ben hachol? Answers the Gemara. Likid derav. Derav lo mukim amora alei miyomotava lachavre. Rav would not give a shir. Mukim amora. Amora is the one who, his loudspeaker, who used to stand in front of him and be mefarsim what he was saying in the shir. He wouldn't give a shir on yantif. Mishim shichris. Because he has drunk something on Yaf, it doesn't mean he was stone drunk. It means he was shasui a little bit. He had something to drink, and therefore he wasn't allowed to give a shear. And that's what you learn from Lahavdil, because it's paskening, it's psak, is giving a shear about halacha. One is not allowed to do that when he is drunk. I heard that Rav Neuwirth does not drink wine at the Seder. He only drinks grape juice, which 99% of the Mefarshim say is lachachila fine, because he's always asked shilas throughout the Seder. So he always has to paskit. So lahadol ben kodesh ben achol. So therefore he can't be drunk when he gives a roas and nolad. He can't be drunk. So therefore he would drink grape juice. Okay, that's what Rashi says. It's about paskining. By the Rashi, the fifth, tenth, medium line, he quotes the drasha. V'chein b'shash atabala havdil ulaharos. When you are coming to make distinctions and paskin bein davar kedusha l'davar chol al tehi shechrus. That's how we darsh in the line. Lahavdil, when you're coming to be mavdil ben kodesh ben achol. Earlier it meant if you're going to be machal of the avoda. That was ben achol. But here it means, no, when you are coming to be mavdil, because psak is all about distinctions, that's when you shouldn't be drunk. This issue of shasu yayin is a major machlokas rishonim. What is the isser of shasu yayin? The Rambam has three different levels. Three different levels of the Isser of Shasu Yayin. The Rambam says in the beginning, I'll read it from Lo Sasei Ayin Gimel. He also says it in Mishnah Torah. Lo Sasei Ayin Gimel, says the Rambam, Shehisiranu mi kanis lo migdash ola horos bedavar mi dine Torah. That's also included, the Isser Daraisa. Paskening when one is drunk, or after having drunk, is included in the Isser Daraisa, right here. So, but the Iker did, is you're not allowed to go into the Mikdash, Biosenu Shikorim. Not allowed to go into the Mikdash like that. Vahu Amru Yisale, Yayin Vishechar, Al Teish, Bevoachem, El Oam Oedu, Laharos, Esbenei Yisrael, Vachulu. Now let it go in. Balashana Talmud, Shasa Ravias, Al Yore, Viesh Chilik Bonish Lavze. But then the Rambam says, There's a distinction between the onshim. Vizeh, what is that? Thank you. Kishasu yayin e after lohem li kanis mi bein ha'umam alam izbeach im kalahecho v'im nechnas chayiv malkus v'im avad v'u shasui chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. Says the Rambam, if you do the avoda when you're drunk, chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. If you just go into the base of Migdash when you're drunk, you chayiv malkus. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. Just walking in. Without doing anything. You walk into the base of Migdash, Shasu Yayin, that is an Issa Daraisa, and you get Malkus. If you do the Avoda, then Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. V'im Shasim and Amashachim and Zulas HaYayin V'yavin Chayim Malkus L'Bavalo Misa. Also special, that if you're drunk from something else other than wine, also you only get Malkus. V'chom Misha Yorev U Shasu Yayin, and if you paskin, that's included in the Issa Daraisa, but there you only get a Lav. That is the Shita of the Rambam. The Ramban right here. And let's do the Rambam again for a second. The Rambam not only says this in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says this in Mishnah Torah. The Rambam says in Hilchas Bias Mikdash. Bias Mikdash, Aleph Tezvav, Yireli. It appears to me, says the Rambam. Well, first at the beginning of Bias Mikdash, Aleph Aleph. Kol Akasher, Kol Kohen, Akasher Le'avoda. Im Shasa Yain, Asir Loli, Hikanes, Minam Izbeach Vilofnim. If you drink wine, you can't go from the Mizbeach and closer in, west, towards the Kodesh Kodashim. Why would you be going there? Every Kohen has to go there every morning. Why? Because that's where the Kiyar was. The Kiyar was between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. You'd think, like, why wouldn't the Kiyar be right when you walk in so you can wash your hands? Oh, we'll have to talk about it. But the Kiyar was on the other side of the, you gotta go past the Mizbeach to get to the Kiyar and then go back to the Mizbeach to do the Avodah. So if a Kohen walks, he just walks to the Kiyar drunk, he's over in Issa Daraisa. V'im nechnas v'avan avodaso psula v'chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Shenemar v'lo samusa. That is the Rambam. And he says again later on, Yireli Aleph Tezvav, appears to me, meaning his own shita, shekal ha-kohen ha-kosher le'avoda im nechnas b'na mezbeach v'lefnim v'usha so yayin o shikar b'shar m'shachrin o paru arosh, or he goes in without getting a haircut once a month, o karua begadim, or his begadim are ripped, kiderek shekaren ala mesim avo b'shalo avad avoda. If you just walk in, you get Malkus. However, who roi la avoda, v'nichnas b'shas avoda minuval kacha, you walked in when you were roi la avoda, and you could have done the avoda, and you walked in a disgusting manner like this, harayu muzer shalo yikareis loke, you get Malkus. The Ravid right here, the Ramban at Sefer HaMitzvah says, I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. You walk into the base, HaMitzvah drunk, you get an Issa Daraisa. How could that be? Says the Ravid, lo zeh mitzasif. He's very calm here. Usually he attacks him more. I never found this. Ela kashu karav l'mizbeach. So only when you go to mizbeach, like it says in the Medrash, bevoachem alo amoed, ainli ela o amoed, minayin la'asos mizbeach ka'o amoed, tamalomar ato varecha itcha. How do you know? It's not only avoda inside, it's the avoda on the mizbeach. V'chein yitziya kebiya, me'itcha mikol malka mizbeach ka'o amar, avo lefnim min ha'mizbeach, mailas derabanan heim. Ve'ein bahem malkus v'lo misa. That's the Rav's lashon. It's mailas derabanan. It's a drabana to walk in there. How can you say it's a daraisa? That is the sheet of the Ravid, and it's also the sheet of the Ramban. Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs Ayin Gimel right there. Divrei HaRav Mitzvah Zos Ben HaMatmin. That's what I'm talking about. Sover Sheshasu Yayin Behora over Balav, and also he includes paskening in the daraisa. The Imkain Yisrael Malkus. He says, if you're going to get the daraisa, why should there be any difference between paskening and walking? Gamzu Asarashu Maskil, Sheshasu Yesh Belova Voda, Lo Yadati Lo Makom. The Rambam's talking about. V'u'amar afilu b'bi'a reikanis. That's what it's called in the Achronisha terms. B'a reikanis. going in for nothing. Be a Reikonis, empty. Do you get, is it a daraisa for be a Reikonis? The Rambam says yes, and the Ramban and the Ravid say no. Ritzoni lomar afilu shlo yavod im kein chayvu olamisa. What's the difference? If it's a disa daraisa, what's the difference? If, what does the Rambam get? If you do the avoda, you get misa. If you only walked in, you get malchus. The same answer. It's the same issur of walking in. Vim hu bebiya as avoda levad biyish lo avoda minayin. Teitzi asar v'chulu. So he asked, he doesn't know exactly where the Rambam gets it from. It's an important machlokes to be aware of. Shasui yayin. Okay, we continue. So we are up to now Akati, about the 12th line or so, last word on the line. Akati, so we just quoted two sources for Mechusar Begadim. We had the Pasuk Bizmashe Begdeyam Aleihem, and we had the Limud from Shasu Yayin. Now we have number three. Akati Mehacha Nafka, Mehasam Nafka. There's a third source. V'nasnu B'nei Aaron HaKohen. The B'nei Aaron HaKohen should do the Avodah. Nasnu B'kihu No. When they are Kohanim, Limeid al Kohen Gadol Shalavash Big Day Kohen Hedya of Yavod Avodah Zepsula. The teach me that if a Kohen Hedya, Kohen Gadol wears less than his eight special garments, his special vestments, that Avodah is possible. But ki who know? This is similar to source number one, that only when he's a Kohen, if he's not wearing the Begadim, so that the Avodah is possible. So what do you need that source for? So again, Imei Hasam, if I only had the third source, Hava Amina Hani Mili Avodah Demakva Kapara, I would have thought that's only by Avodos that are Ma'akiv the Kapara. That's what requires Big Day Kahuna. Aval Avodah Delo Ma'akva Kapara, but Avodah that is not Ma'akiv the Kapara, maybe I would have thought you don't need the Big Day Kahuna. Low, so that's why it teaches me even avodas that are not ma'akiv the kapara, you still do big day kahuna. I don't know, like haktaras emurin and shvicha shirayim, all of those also would require big day kahuna. Little more, v'yakati mehacha nafka mehasam nafka. Still, we have the other sources mehasam nafka where v'yarchu b'nei Aaron kohanim es hanisachim v'chulu hakohanim b'kihunam. Kohanim in their kiyun, when they are kohanim, when they are full kohanim. Mikan lekohen hedyo shalavash bidei kohen gadol va'avad avodas psula. Just the opposite. When they are kohanim, so therefore you learn they have to be wearing their proper begadim. If a kohen hedyo puts on the bidei kohen gadol, that's called miyutar begadim. That is also possible. So we see even miyutar and not just mechusar, as we'll see. So the Gemara says that's exactly the chiddush. Imei hasam, if I would have only had the earlier sources, hava minahani milichiser, I would have thought only mechusar begadim is a problem. Aval yitur lo, but not miyutar begadim, kamash balan. That's the chiddush of this last line. Even miyutar begadim is a problem. Okay, 2 points here. Now, is number one. Source number three that we had here, we had four now. Source number three was about the Kohen Gadol. I mentioned 1 point of the Kohen Gadol. There are begadim of the Kohen Gadol, there are begadim of the Kohen Hedyot. So we could ask the question, is that just a quantitative difference? Okay, there's more for the Kohen Gadol. They're basically for the same purpose. Right, the Pasuk says, Vashta Tzaveh, L'chavar L'sefaris. They are for to glorify the Kohen, to glorify the Kohen Gadol, l'chavar l'sefaris. The Ramban says on that pasuk, l'chavar l'sefaris, sefaris tetzaveh, sheyihye nichbad u'mefu'ar b'malbushim nichbadim u'mefu'arim. The Kohanim should be very respectable and before glorified in their special begadim. Kamosha Amar Kasuv, Kachasan Yikahen Yifa'er, Ki Ela Begadim Lubushe Malchus Hein Bidimusan. The Rabban says it's obvious that these begadim are royal vestments. Yol Beshu HaMalachim Bizmana Torah. The Malachim used to wear these kinds of begadim. Right, why do you think Achashverosh took them? Because these were begadim of the Melech. Kamosha Batzidu Beketones. Va'asulo. Ksones Pasim. Well, in Yonah Dioma, yesterday's Parsha, right, through Tuesday, we're including the last Parsha, because still make Abdallah, right? So we're still in the Vayeshev world. So, Ksones Pasim, the Kohanim wear Ktones, Waha Kesher. The answer is, Yaakov Avinu gave Yosef a royal vestment, a royal robe. And that's exactly what the Kohanim wore, says the Ramban. All these Begadim were royalty. Pirish Mirukemes Kidmus Pasim, V'Ksones Tashbeitz Kamosha Birashi, V'Hobishu Kiben Malche Kedem. Like Begadim of the earlier time, that is why they wore the Chena Derech B'Me'il, U'B'Ketones, the Me'il, the long coat, the Ketones, the shirt, all of these are for Malachim. V'Hametznefes Yadua Gam Hayom, L'Malachim U'L'Sarim HaGolem, says the Ramban. Even today, in the 1300s, it's known that the kings wear these special mitznafos, these special hats. V'lachin amar ha-kasub bin fol ha-malachos ha-sera mitznefes v'harem ha-atara. And that's why when there's an allusion to the Chorban, it says, take off your mitznefes, because we're going to, the Bnei Yisrael are going to lose their status. V'ha-efod v'achoshen levush malchus, and for sure, the special aprons and the breastplate, those are all to be like Malchus. That's the Ramban on L'chavod Ule Sefaris. The Ramban. One other source, important, and we'll talk about this again soon, the Arachayim HaKadosh. There's an important Arachayim HaKadosh on that pasuk of the Begadim L'chavod Ule Sefaris. He says, Tzorach Lada, you know what? Let's wait with this Arachayim. It has to do with something later. Let's wait with the Arachayim.
Why doesn't our Mishnah mention
Miyutah Begadim? Why doesn't our Mishnah mention Miyutah Begadim? So it's probably included in Mechusar. Mechusar means lack of the proper amount of begadim. Does it just mean missing begadim? Mechusar, and that's what I would translate it. Lack of the proper amount. The other interesting point over here is the pasuk at source number 3 is quoting Kohen Gadol. This is the question I started off with. And that is there basically one idea of Big Day Kahuna? There's Big Day Kahuna, Big Day Kohen Hedyun, and Big Day Kohen Gadol. One has four, one has eight, but it's more of a quantitative difference. It's not that there's a difference, subjectively difference in the purpose of the begadim. That's how we would generally understand it. There's only one mitzvah, right? There's Big Day Kahuna. And that includes Big Day Kohen Hedyon and Big Day Kohen Gadol. That's how we generally would understand it. If you look in Rav Sadia Gaon only quotes Big Day Kohen Gadol. He does not quote Big Day Kohen Hedyon as a mitzvah. He only quotes Big Day Kohen Gadol. Question is, why? Whatever you say by one, what do you say by the other? So a hint to a difference already, and then we'll mention an idea, is a Rabbi Yaakov Emden. On Amud Beis, we'll get to Veshem later, but on Amud Beis, the Gemara here talks about that if one wears worn out Big Day Kahuna, it's kosher. Mishuchakin is ksherin. We're going to have on the bottom of Amud Beis. We're going to have later on Amud Aleph. Mishuchakin is ksherin. So, Tosfos, little Tosfos, Dibur Maskil V'Hatanya, on Yuchesim Abayis, right on the next page, says the Gemara, says Tosfos, Tema, in Yuma, we have a different pasuk to tell me that Shchakin, that worn out begadim, are kosher. So what do you need a two psukim for? What do you need two psukim for? Says Rav Yaakov Emden, right here in the back. Nira be'einayesh lomar, mishum the shiny Big Day Kohen Gadol, the chamiri, shaharesh al yom ha-kippurim, yeshanim psulim liyom kippur acher. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, no, because there's a difference. Once a Kohen Gadol uses begadim on one Yom Kippur, he's got to bury them. Nignazim. See, he already alludes to a difference. What happens to worn out Big Day Kahuna? So halacha is, worn out Big Day Kohen Gadol have to be buried. Nignazim. It's like Sheamus. Worn out Big Day Kohen Hedyon, what are they used for? You remember? Mishnah and Sukkah. You use it for the Simchas, the wicks for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Right, the Hem Yanehem, the worn out Big Day Kahanim are used for wicks. Meaning, they have the status of Tashmishe Mitzvah, not Tashmishe Kedusha. Tashmishe Kedusha have to be buried. Tefillin, Torah, Mezuzah, anything connected to Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah. That all has to be buried. But Tashmishe Mitzvah, a lulav, a shofar, an esrog, tzitzis, all of those can be used for anything. Can burn it with the chametz. Right, so here, there's a mechilek between Tashmishe, the begadim of a Kohen, and the begadim of a Kohen Gadol. The begadim of a Kohen Hedyo can be used, they can be burned, destroyed, while you're using doing a mitzvah. Basheke, the begadim of a Kohen Gadol, it says, v'hinichab sham, malamid, you have to bury them. So it seems like that there's a hevdel yisodi difference between the Big Day Kohen Hedyo, which maybe are just more connected to the avoda, and therefore, once the avoda is finished, so then they're finished. Masha'enki and the Big Day Kohen Gadol have something more inherent about them. Something more inherent, achieving Kedusha, and therefore, one would say that there is a fundamental chilek. There is one line in the Safras Paneach which alludes to this. Not exactly sure what he's saying. The Safras Paneach says, the Ragged Shavar, V'yesh daf gamina bein Big Day Kohen Gadol le-Big Day Kohen Hedyot. The Big Day Kohen Gadol ha-levisha hi mitzvah. Lo mishum de beloze havi mechusar begadim, mashe enken gabi Big Day Kohen Hedyot, de havi rak tzorech karbon, kadesha lo yehe mechusar begadim. You never know exactly what the Ragged Shavar means, but it sounds like he's saying the Big Day Kohen Gadol are something more inherent. Kohen Hedyot is just tzorech karbon, tzorech avoda, mashe enken when it comes to the Big Day Kohen Gadol. Okay, there's more to talk about, but that's related to the pasuk that is brought here. Okay, we continue. One other point.
important machlokas, just to mention. Miyuter begadim. What is the isser of wearing extra begadim? Is that only if you wear extra big day kahuna? What if I just wear an extra shirt? Is that miyuter begadim? That's a machlokas? Seems to be a machlokas. The Bishul Amalek point, the Romi Sad, the Nitziv here points out, it seems to be a machlokas, Rashi Rambam. Rashi, bottom line of Rashi, right here. Yud Ches Manal, bottom line, Rashi, Yitar Achas, Hosef Aleim, Shum Beged Ba'olam. Put on anything. Put on an extra beged. That's miyuter begadim. If you look at the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes miyuter begadim, he specifically says an extra beged kahuna. You put on two, the Kohen Hedyo puts on the Big Day Kohen Gadols. Or you put on an extra begadim of the kahuna. That's the yisr. Okay, let's keep that in mind. Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu the Gemara. So now we have 25 lines about details about wearing the Big Day Kahuna. So hopefully we'll talk about the lumdus of some of these details on Tuesday night. But now let's just get through the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan Hayi Merushalin. If the begadim are Merushalin. Merushalin means they're too long. They drag on the ground. Misulakin, they're too short on the Kohen. Mishuchakin, they are worn out. The Avad Avodasak Shera, but the Eved, the Avodas Kasher. Even if it doesn't fit him perfectly. L'chadchila, it's got to fit the Kohen perfectly. If you wore two pants, two belts, if you're missing one or have one extra one, or he has a band-aid, got a bandage on under the begadim, or they are metushtas. What does that mean? Rashi says they're dirty. Rashi says betit. They have cement on them. The Chavetz Chaim here says, or even if they have blood on them. That's probably more of a common occurrence. They have blood on them. Oh, mikura'in. Or they are ripped. Va'avad avodasa psula. All of this is yitur or chiser. And therefore, if they are ripped, avodasa psula. Why, if they're ripped, is it avodah psula? So the Rashi here says, and Tosas also, it's a lack of l'chavar l'sefaris. It's not. That's part of the definition of a begadim. Others, the Ron and Sanhedrin, says no, it's mechusar begadim. If your begadim are ripped, that's mechusar begadim, and you're not wearing the regulis or nafkamina. Are you considered a czar? Are you going to get malchus for it? Or misvei shemaim, even in some cases. Right? Are you considered a czar if you have mikurain? Born machlokas. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel Viter. Mirushalin ksherin, misulakim sulin. Right, so the Mishnah doesn't go through all the details. Any mechusar begadim might be anything that has the halachic status of mechusar begadim. The other ones might not. You're right, why does each... Right, of course, the other one, why doesn't it list? Remember, the Shidim Kubetzas on the Mishnah already mentioned why doesn't it list a bunch of things. It doesn't say Shasuyayin, doesn't say other things. So the Shidim Kubetzas on the Mishnah says there are a lot of things left out. You're right, you got to figure out why each one is left out. But that is what the Mishnah discusses. The Shidim Kubetzas there on Tesla and Base. Continuing. So Shmuel says, argues, Merushalim Ksherin, Misulakim Sulin. If they're too long, it's kosher. If they're too short, it's pasul. Vatanya Misulakim Ksherin. All right, didn't we learn in the brisa that too short is kasher, b'di'evet, amar b'chama lo kasher, kancha silken ade avne, kancha delesnu meikar klal. If you just hiked up the pants with the belt, that's kasher, because really they're long enough, you're just wearing them too short. But if they're too short, inherently, they're too short on you, on the kohen, so that's pasul. Rav Amar Echazev Echazev Psulin. Rav said, no, they're both pasul. Even if you're just wearing them in the wrong way. Again, you can already see the lumdus. Is it a din in the begadim themselves have a problem? Or is it just in how the Kohen is wearing them? Is it a problem? Rav Huna Iklala Argiza. Rav Huna once visited Argiza. Ramalei Bar Uz Pizichna. So the son of the host came over. You knew Rav Huna was over. He's like, can I ask you a question? Sure.
According to Rav, isn't it still a kashan?
Sorry? No, Misulakan, it depends how. It depends how you wear them.
But Rav says either way.
You can always say Rav Tanu Polik. That's not the... But we're going to get back to it. We're going to get back to it. So the son of the host asked, we have Shmuel Merushalim Ksherin, Misulakim Psulin. How could Shmuel say that if they are too long, it's kosher? If they're too short, it's possible. Vatani Misulakim Ksherin, we learn Misulak is kosher. That's what I learned in my brisa. Amarlei Barmi, no, don't ask me that question. Dahid Deshani, Rabbi Rechama, we already answered that. I Elal Rav Kasha. Your question, but according to Rav, what does Rav do with it? V'chitema, my Merushalim Misulakan Ide Avne. And if you want to say, maybe Merushalim really means they're too long. No, that's only how they inherently are. But really, he's wearing them properly. Misulakan Ide Avne. You lift him up with a belt. Va'avnet megiz ugiz. And the avnet, the belt literally cuts them. If you wear halachically, if you have two long pants, T-O-O, two long pants, and you wear them high up, it's as if above the belt is cut, and therefore what you're wearing on the bottom fits perfectly fine. And that's where, and that would be, okay, Ela Musulakin Kasha, but what about Musulakin? So Amar Rav Zeira, Rav Chadatani. No, according to Rav, it's all one big case. Merushalin means, Shesilkan Ayde Avnek Sherin, if they're too long, but you lifted them up, so they look fine. They're just above the belt doesn't count, Sherin. So it is Kasher. So one of the Achronim ask, you know, are you allowed to wear tzitzis under your belt? Because if you wear the tzitzis under your belt and you say, Avnet, make his gayas, that cuts it, you're not wearing a baget. But the question, you might say, this is a din in Bikti Kahuna. It's not a din in Bikti Kahuna, but that's what so one of the Achronim start discussing tzitzis. Wearing a gartel, you can't have anything under the gartel, it's gotta be over the gartel, it's gotta be over the belt. Okay. Maybe Merushalin, long, big day kahuna that you did not lift up is really a machlokas tanoim. Ditanya, where do you know that from? Hilchas Tzitzis. Maybe that's why he asked us, because you see right here, we're going to compare the two, but in a different way. Al arba kanfas kususcha, the pasuk says, you have to have tzitzis on your four-cornered garment. Arba velo shalosh. Four-cornered garment, but not a three-cornered garment. How do you have a three-cornered garment? You round one of the corners. So now you have three corners on your garment. Oh, eino ella arba velo chamish. Or do we say no, four but not five? Kshu omer asher techase bahari balas chamish amur. So once you have that puzzle, techaseba, that includes a beged with five corners. That means you take one of your corners, you split it in half, so you have five. Hamani makayem arba, arba velo shalosh. So what do I have? Four, excluding three. Umari isa larabos balas chamish lozi balas shalosh. Why do you include five and exclude three? Marbani balas chamish yish bechal chamish arba. Because five has four in it, so four is kosher, is chayiv and tzitzit, so surely five also. Umoza ani bala shalosh im bechal shalosh arba, because shalosh never got to the stage of chayiv. So that's one brisa, meaning five is chayiv and tzitzit, and three is pater and tzitzit. V'tanya ida, for the other brisa says al arba kanfos kususcha arba velo shalosh arba velo chamesh. So the other brisa says four is beduyak. Four excluding five and three. So my law about the milfagi. What's the machlokas? We have a machlokas here. A beged with five corners. Is it chayiv in tzitzis? That's the machlokas. So maybe the machlokas is the marsav are yes sir kamadi isa dami. One says that if you have extra, is as if it is there. And if it is there, so then you would not be chayiv in tzitzis. And if it is there, it's miyuter begadim. If it's too long, it's miyuter begadim. Umarsav are kamadi isa dami. And the other one says, no, if it's too long, as if it's not there, just because you have something extra, doesn't mean that it ruins. So should we say this machlokas about five corners on your tzitzis is the parallel machlokas too, if you have long, big tikkahuna that you lifted up with your belt? Or is this low? No. Kuliyama kamanda isa dami. Everybody agrees kamanda isa over there by big tikkahuna. Vishani acha, here's the special din by tzitzis. Derabi rachmana asher techaseba. Special inclusion. Asher techaseba to include, according to that daya, it includes it. Period. The ida chai asher techaseba by avilei. What about according to the one who passels five? What does he use asher techaseba for? Mibarda liki de tanya. Uriisa moso. Prat luxus laila. Uriisa moso. You have to see it excluding ksus laila, a beged of night. We'll have to translate that in a minute. Let's first finish. Oh, eino ella prat luxusuma. Maybe I should exclude a ksusuma, because a blind person cannot see his begadim. So kshuomer, shetachasim har ksusuma amur. No, we include ksusuma from elsewhere. And therefore, ksusuma is chay. Hamani, mekai, marisim, also prat luxus laila. You exclude that. Umari, isa, larabas, ksusuma, ulo, hozi, ksus laila. Why do I include the ksus of a blind person and exclude the ksus of nighttime? Marbani, ksusuma, sheyeshna, berea, eitzel, acherim. I include ksusuma because there is re'ia at that time for others. He just can't. That's why the ksuma says, pokeach ibrim. That's why the ksuma says, yotzer or varechoshach, all the brachas. Omotze, ani ksus laila, she'ene b'riye yitzel acherim. And I exclude ksus laila because nobody can see it at that time. Ve'idach nafgale me'asher. The other one learns it out from asher. Ve'idach asher lo darish. Okay, period. So we got into a little tzitzit discussion. 2 points. Number one, l'maisa, a ba'alas chamesh, the poskim say, the achronim say, better not to wear a five-cornered beged. Because it's a real suffix. What we hold, so therefore the Mishnah Berurah recommends that one should not wear a five-cornered beged. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Yud Sheesh lo arba v'chadach echad ba'alach son nasa ushnayim, hari nas is ba'alas chamish v'chayeves. The Shulchan Aruch says chayeves. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes v'yesh potrin v'lachain ein lasos ba'chamish l'chadchila. It's better, according to Bach, that he should not wear one of those l'chadchila. What though does, the very important machlokas that comes up here, but also in Menachos, what does it mean ksus laila? What does ksus laila mean? And this is such an important machlokas that both opinions are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. What does Rashi say right here? Rashi says, prat luksus laila, right across from the last skinny lines of the Gemara. Prat luksus laila, talis ha'asuya, luksus laila. What does ksus laila mean? Pajamas. Clothing that's made for the night. Rashi says it's a din in the beged. Din in the beged. That's what ksus laila means. Anything, that any clothing that's made for nighttime, even if you wear it during the day, you are going to be putter. That is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam and Tosas and Menachos. That is the shita of the Rush. That it's a din in the chefza. But if you look in the Rambam says otherwise. The Rambam, this is Perek Gimel Achazayin. No, it's totally, ksus laila means anything that you wear at night. Even a beged yom that you wear at night is going to be putter. Even a beged laila that you wear by yom is going to be chayiv. According to Rashi and the Rush and Rabbeinu Tam, if you wear a beged yom at night, you're going to be chayiv. Right? It's totally on the beged. It's not totally on the gavra. Both of these are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch at Siman Yudches, laila loves man tzitzis, de imit be'irisimoso, leha rambam, kol mashalovish balaila, patra afilu humi yuchal layom. The Rambam says it goes by nighttime. The kol mashalovish bayom, chayla afilu miyuchal alayla. It goes by day and night. Ula rosh, ksus hamiyuchal alayla, patra afilu lovsha bayom. The ksus hamiyuchal alayom, ol yom alayla, chayla afilu lovsha balayla. It's machlokas. So what do we paskin? Says the Ramah, Savik nefashos, Savik brachos lahakel. And therefore, you only make a bracha when you wear ein levarech alav ela kishalovish bayom v'hu miyuchad gamkin layom. Right? Only if you wear something that's meant to be worn by day. See, now it's a little harder because sometimes people wear t-shirts and sweatpants to sleep, but people also wear that to go play basketball during the day. So is that really miyuchad? That's not miyuchad. Real pajamas are like the old-fashioned pajamas that are made for PJs. Nobody wears that outside. But t-shirts, sweatpants, shorts, all of that, lechora, is somebody has a t-shirt that has four corners. So lav dafka, that's a ksus miyuchad lalayla. People wear that during the day too. And therefore, but that is what we pass, that you only make a bracha if you have both. Miyuchal Yom and Bayom. What about Ben Ashmashas? Can you make a bracha Ben Ashmashas? Remember, a bunch of the Achronim say, yeah. Yes, you can make a bracha Ben Ashmashas because it's not a din in Yom, it's a din in Uri Isimoso. And Ben Ashmashas, you can still have Uri Isimoso. That's why it comes up on Yom Kippur night. We try to make a bracha while it's still light outside on the talus. Because once it's nighttime, even if one has the minog, one davens in a shul where the minog is for a chazan to put on the talus by Mayrif, he doesn't make a bracha. So you can make a bracha at the time. Don't make brachas for anatalas at night. Right? We're machmir, even though according to the Rambam, according to the Rashi and the Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, if it's a beged miyuchal yom, you wouldn't make a bracha at night. Right? Because it's all din in the beged. But that is an important machlokas that comes up here in Siman Yud Ches.
That's bracha, but you should
not. Should you wear tzitz? That's a good question. If you're wearing, if you don't have it. It's something brachas lahakel. Once you have it, but if you don't have it on, again, if you don't have it on, should you put it on? So should you put on tzitzis? Let's say you are changing. I'm not going to tell anybody not to put on tzitzis. But if somebody is chas v'shalom, is there definitely a kiyum? So he has a kiyum of wearing the tzitzis at night. So again, if it's miyuchad layom, right, because according to those shitas, miyuchad layom, so you put it on, you definitely would get a kiyum. Is there more of an issue putting them on by day than by night? 100%. But yeah, every second, according to one of the shitas, you know, you get a mitzvah. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, 3 more minutes. Bad, sheyu shel, they have to be made out of bad, linen. Sheyu shel butz, they gotta be made out of linen. Bad, we learned 6 things out of the word bad. Sheyu chadashim, they have to be new. Bad, sheyu shezurim, they have to be woven properly. Bad, sheyu chutin kafel shisha, every thread has to be made out of 6. Every thread of the big tikkunah is very thick. You're not allowed to wear shelchol with them. You can't wear shelchol with them. Meaning, bad is from the word levad, alone. Amalei Abayel Rav Yosef, Bishlam, Ashi Yosha Butz, five shell butz that made out of linen, Hakam Ashbam Butz in Midiach Mini Lo. I understand that's going to be made out of linen, nothing else. Ela Bash Yu Chadashim, Chadashim Shachakim Lo. What new means only new and not worn out. Vatanim Shachakim Sharon. What do you mean? We learned that Mishachakim is okay with the Evan. That's where this Tosfos was, about with Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Amar Leila Taimech, 1 second. Bash Yu Chut and Kapal Shisha, Bad Chad Vachad Vachudi Mashma. What, he telling me that bad means it's you don't think any of the drushes work? Like bad means it needs to be six? What do you mean bad means it has to be alone? Bad means like the vas. How can you say bad means six together? But you have a little flexibility in the drushes. Begadim shenemer bahen bad, tsrichem shiyo shel butz, chadashim, shezurin, shechudu kavashisha, yesh behen la mitzvah, v'yesh behen la akev. There are many halachas here. Some are li'ikuva, and some are not. Mimai. How do you know bad means linen? Amar Rav Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Davar Ha'olam and Akarka Bab Rabad. Something that goes up from the ground alone. Rashi explains that linen, every stalk grows from its own seed. One out of each one. One stalk out of each. That's why it's bad. Ema Imra, or Amra, Mekan also grows like that. So right now, so maybe you should use Imra wool, so off a sheep. Amra mifsal, the kidna mifsal. It splits as it gets bigger, so it's not bad. Kidnami mifsal, flax also does. Ay de la kusa mifsal. No, that only splits as they're processing it. It's not a natural split, so therefore it still could be called bad. Okay, Ravina is a new source for how do you know you have to use bad. Ravina amra mehacha, pare pishten yiyu al rosham, umichnei pishten yiyu al masnehem, lo yakru bayaza. So you see the pasuk talking about big tikkun and yecheskel using lashon pishtim. That's beferish. Has to be linen, so you know bad. And the other pasuk also means pishtim. Amalei Rav Ashi. Should we stop here? We'll stop here. Okay, by your stop, Amalei Rav Ashi. We'll get into bayaza. Mean you can't be sweaty when you do the avoda. We'll get into all these other halachas of chatzitza that come up tomorrow. So, Baruch Hashem, we will continue with other issues of big day kahuna.